Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Talk Radio 560, KSFO. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Breaking news on the Savage Nation. MSNBC tonight will be presenting President Trump's dental records from 2006. We're going to find out just exactly how many fillings he really has and whether they're made with gold and whether the gold came from an American mine. That's going to be a breaking story from Mad Cow and her cohorts on the worst channel in the history of the world's media. More snotty nonsense by chicks run by, of course, the stupidest man in the business, who runs NBC. But nevertheless, there we are. Now, I was promoting Trump's war yesterday on Alex Jones. It was a lot of fun. Today, I was on the Larry King show. You don't know, Larry King still has a little show on Aura TV, which is broadcast on Russian television. I guess that makes Larry a Russian spy. He even asked me about that. You know, Larry's a diehard liberal. I said to him, Larry, you're my lovable liberal Larry. I love you, Larry. He's a really nice guy. He's a classic liberal on the order of the JFK liberals, as opposed to the violent fascistic progressives of today. And, I mean, we disagree, but at least we'll listen to each other. He was great today. And here we are on the Savage Nation. The book is doing great, Trump's War. It was on the Drudge Report from last night until just before the show, and a lot of people went on that site to click onto the book and obviously buy the book or go out and buy the book in the bookstores. And everyone's reporting that the book is being displayed in Barnes & Noble on its own rack near the front door, which is nice to hear. It's a very special upfront deal. So the phone number here is 855-407-282. I'm not going to read from my book. I should to get you to buy it, but that's the worst thing you can do on radio is read from your own book. I'd rather talk with you in the vernacular that you've come to know me for. And so I'd rather do something else. The tax return, I mean, what can you say about it? Did you ever expect NBC to report news accurately? The peacock lost its feathers a long time ago. Do I need to say more than Tom Brokaw used to be with NBC? Where is he today? He's teaching journalism in a junior high school somewhere in Texas, I hear. So where is NBC today? Nowhere. They've reduced themselves to having circus clowns on their network disguised as commentators. And what did they discover? What did they disclose? I mean, really big deal, you know. A breathless disclosure about Donald Trump's tax returns. She looks just like a character from the 50s, by the way, called Arnold Stang. Does anyone know who I'm talking about? Rachel Madcow. Why does she look like Arnold Stang? No one knows who he is. Those of you who do know who he is know that she's a dead ringer for him. Trump paid a higher tax rate at 25% than the company that broadcast this circus clown. MSNBC did 24%. Obama paid 19%, and the communist Bernie Sanders paid 13%. Donald Trump paid $38 million on $150 million in income. If this was a legitimate network, which it never has been, she would not have a job today for having done a thing like this. Even her sister network, CNBC, turned on the circus freak. Okay, that's what you do when you're desperate for ratings. You come up with a story that isn't. 855-407-282. There's a lot of other stuff in the news. I don't even know if you want to talk about it. Is Trump getting anything done? Small $200 drone shot down with $3 million Patriot missile. That's on the Trudge Report. Wait a minute. Talk about government expense. A $200 drone was shot down with a $3 million Patriot missile. Was this training? Let me see this story. Technology. A Patriot missile, usually priced at about $3 million, was used to shoot down a small quadcopter drone, according to a U.S. general. The strike was made by U.S. ally, said General David Perkins. That quadcopter that cost $200 from Amazon did not stand a chance against the Patriot. That's really great. Well, I guess that's the military-industrial complex at work. This is the Savage Nation at work. Phone number is 855-407-2822. Would you like to talk about the book? If you would like to talk about Trump's war, if you got the book, you want me to... You know, let's do that. I'm going to do that for a moment. And that's something that I usually do when a book comes out, which is, would you call and read your favorite passage from Trump's war or ask me a question from the book that is not clearly enough described? I don't think there is anything not clearly enough described, by the way. Contractor allegedly bribed top Navy officials with wild sex parties. That just came out. That is nothing new under the sun. Isn't that the way business is done? Let's see that story. The Justice Department unsealed a new indictment Tuesday, charging a Navy admiral and eight others with corruption and other crimes in the Fat Leonard bribery case. Military personnel are accused of taking bribes from Singapore-based defense contractor Leonard Glenn Francis of Glenn Defense Marine Asia. Lavish gifts, prostitutes, and luxury hotel stays, blah, 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 blah. Eh. Isn't that the way business has always been done? I mean, is there something new about that? While visiting Port Manila in February 07, Francis allegedly hosted a sex party for officers at the MacArthur Suite of the Shangri-La Hotel, aptly named, where historical memorabilia related to General Douglas MacArthur were used by the participants in sexual acts. That's sick. That's sickening. I don't even want to read the rest of the story. It's not even salaciously interesting. It's kind of disgusting. Why would you want to use objects in a sex act to begin with? That's number one. I mean, the human body's not good enough? God didn't give you enough parts of your own body? You needed to use a MacArthur object? I can make some jokes about MacArthur's memorabilia and sex objects, but it's a family show, so we'll skip that one. Let's see what's in the news over there, over there. Over there, having a vote over there, a voot over there. They're having a voot over there, Geert Wilders' land. And I don't know if he's going to make it over there. I think the Dutch are so beaten up. You've heard of the Stockholm Syndrome. Well, after he loses, it'll be known as the Netherlands Syndrome. Because they want more Muslims to destroy their country. Good for them. That's all. I don't know how these things happen, how people give away their whole life like this. Trump's 05 tax rate much higher than normal, even for the very, very, very wealthy. That's true. By the way, what do you think Warren Buffett pays? Trump paid 25%. Buffett boasted he pays 15%. So why doesn't the news media report that? Because it doesn't fit their lying, fake news agenda. $38 million, a lot of tax. Yes, it's true on regular tax he paid a certain amount, but he had to pay the alternative minimum tax, which he is trying to eliminate, which I hope he does, incidentally. That's right. I hope he does eliminate it. In Venezuela, a woman gave birth while waiting in a long supermarket ration line, Bernie Sanders and all you socialists. You get that? I guess you don't get that. South Asian men break woman's nose in anti-white race hate attack. Now, South Asian men is a convenient way of saying something else. That's how the liars in the media call Muslims in Britain. They call them South Asian men. They shouted racist comments and violently assaulted a 34-year-old white woman, a male companion, in an anti-white race hate attack in Coventry, England. When she tried to stand up to her abuser, she was struck so hard in the face that her nose and cheekbone were shattered. You see, that's what I mean by liberalism. These are the kind liberals. When they lose the argument, they go to violence. But that's the world that we live in. That's certainly and sadly the world that we live in. If you care to comment on any of these topics, you're sicker than I think you are. Two Russian spies were charged in a massive Yahoo email hacking. Now, I had a blini the other day, and I guess that proves that I was talking to Russian ambassadors through the blini. And I'll soon be investigated by the Department of Justice for colluding with the Russians. Watch out if you should have a knish, because although a knish is not really Russian in origin, it could be construed as so in the new Stalinism being conducted by the crazy people who think that everything Russian is bad. Why is it bad to talk to Russians? Can anyone explain that to me? When Obama first became president, we were getting along great with Russia. And I must remind you that Russia is our natural ally against radical Islam. In fact, as I reminded Larry King today on the radio, on the TV show that we did, and he is a liberal. I mean, you know, he sat there and listened. I said, Larry, come on, let's be real. Obama did nothing against ISIS. He made a fake war against them. I said, it's the Russian Air Force that has ISIS on the run. They are our natural ally against radical Islam, Larry. But you can't talk to people who make their minds up. They're sure that they know things because that's the doxy. It's like a religion. Liberalism is a religion. It's also a mental disorder. And by the way, You know that for a fact because you've tried to talk to them and they won't listen to you. Well, we do have callers. I don't know if I want to go to them, truthfully. I don't know what I want to talk about today. I know what you want to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it. Join Michael Savage on the front line of Trump's war, says Newsmax. How Trump will fight to protect our borders, language, and culture. Are you interested in that topic? Yes or no? No. So let's do this. When I come back, I'm going to give you some great sound bites and take some great calls. You can reach the godfather of Trump mania right here on the Savage Nation by dialing 855-400-7282. And we can talk about the wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, and religion, and what the new president is trying to do. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage on Really Big Something Channel.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about many things in the news. The evidence that fake news exists was exhibited on a silver platter last night when the circus freak Rachel Radcow. Yeah, Machel Radcow is better than Madcow because she is a radcow. Yeah, let's call her Machel Radcow. She's a radical cow. Does that offend you? It's too bad. So Radcow claims that this tax return story was going to be, you know, mind-bending, breaking news. And she reads it and he pays a higher tax rate than her own company did. Obama paid 19%. Sanders the commie paid 13%. And I don't know how they keep these people on the air. It's beyond belief when there's such a war against the entire Trump family. They are fake news, clearly fake news. So where do I turn for my news? This is an interesting question. If this show is based on commentary, which is based upon, let's say, the news to some extent, and then real life events to another extent. Oh, I have a great story to tell you, what happened last night. No, not the restaurant story. I'm not talking about it. I was... So many things happen in my life. I don't lead a very quiet life. I try to. But, I did the show. The book Trump's War was not on the Drudge Report. I was a little disappointed. I didn't say anything. I really go to the Drudge Report before any other site, to be frank with you. I've told you that before for my news. Everyone does. It is the number one site in the media. It's ranked number two in views in the media, tops Google, Yahoo, New York Times, Wash Post, BuzzFeed, and HuffPost. But the point is, I go to the Drudge Report. He has the best connections there and the best headlines. So I thought maybe the book would be up, and it wasn't. I didn't complain. I didn't send any, whiny little messages asking. I figured, you know what, it's his site. He'll do what he wants. So after the show, I needed to unwind a little bit yesterday. It's been very tense. This is like the hell week of radio when a book comes out. Shows before shows, after shows. I got in my old car and I took Teddy because it was like unnaturally hot out here. It's like summer yesterday and the day before. So I go to a certain place near the Golden Gate Bridge. I won't say where, to take a long walk alone because I collect myself, my thoughts. Dog likes it. I smell the ocean air down there. I'm standing there, sitting with the dog in the car after the walk. It's really beautiful. My mind's getting clear on many things. And I hear a dog yapping next to my car. Here's Teddy barking. And a dog is whining. And an owner comes up to my window on the right side. It's an Asian gentleman with a little dog that looked like Teddy, but a little more raggedy. And he smiles at me. I said, Teddy, calm down. The guy says, his name is Teddy, so you must be... I said, yes. So he says, I'm your only gay conservative listener in Sausalito. I said, no, you're not alone. They make you think you're alone. So he and I struck up the greatest conversation. It turns out, I don't know if I'm giving anything away, he's such a nice guy. He's a member of the local Outrigger Canoe Club, and they all had their boats there. They were going to go rowing under the bridge. He invited me to come rowing with them another time, and this and that. So we start to talk, through the car window. And he says to me that he lost his partner of 15 years recently, and he's, this and that. I said, that must have been terrible. It must have been hard. She says to me, it is, well, very hard, 15 years. He said, but there's more to the story than this. He said, I'm not giving anything away because no one knows his name. He said, my partner had a thyroid condition and he was very depressed. Listen to what I'm saying, thyroid condition. He goes away to Las Vegas with his mother, this guy tells me, for 2 or 3 days and leaves his dog with his partner. He comes back, his partner had hung himself. And the dog had been alone with his partner, dead, in a closet for 3 days. Are you listening to this horrible story? I mean, it's a horror story. But listen to this. This is an amazing story. So he said the dog showed signs of illness after the guy died, his partner. And he took him to the vet. They did an examination. He said, Michael, take a guess what illness my dog got all of a sudden. I said, I don't know. He said, a thyroid condition. I said, I've got to tell a story on the radio tomorrow. It's as though there was some transference from your partner to the dog during those 3 long days that your partner was hanging there in the closet. I mean, this is an odd story in many ways. I understand that I'm just kind of trying to figure this out. How does a dog's 14 years old or 12, how does a dog suddenly pick up a thyroid condition that he didn't have after a guy hangs himself in front of the dog and hangs there for 3 days? I'm sorry, this is an interesting story to me. It's more interesting than Trump's war, to be frank with you. And this is what I like to do, which is, you know, mix up the news, politics with Real Life 101. Because I don't know how many of you know this. I have a tremendous knack for picking up stories from people. I have since I've been a child. People trust me and they come up to me. And they tell me things that they normally wouldn't tell other people. It's not like a confessional, but I have a way of talking to people that is very real. What do you make of that story? Anyway, I don't know if you want to talk about that one, but it's anyone can figure that one out. How does a dog get a thing like that? So we got the mad cow story, or the cow, we're calling it a rad cow, not rad cow. Matchell rad cow. Rad cow fits her better. You heard it first on the Savage Nation. Matchell rad cow. I like that better. Names are important. You call a person a name, you never know what might happen. And you also don't know what might happen after you call that person a name. In the long run, there's boomerang effects that go on and on and on, and you never know how you're going to get stung with your own words. That's the truth. That's the truth with all of this stuff. But MSNBC and NBC now are absolutely exposed for the fake newsmakers that they've always been. Need we say more than whatever is them? I'm Tom Brokaw. My name is Machel Redcow.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
So all anyone is talking about is Macho Red Cow and her fake news. And I mean, admittedly, it shows the news for what it is, which is fake news. And what did you ever expect from Macho Red Cow? Did you ever take Macho Red Cow seriously? You know Macho Red Cow thrives on false news and fake news. So she puts out a story earlier yesterday that a historic story coming on Donald Trump's tax returns. Listen to clip 5. As Macho Red Cow built it up. Listen carefully.
These tax returns raise very interesting questions about how much the president's own proposed tax policies would improve his own personal bottom line. But they raise even more questions about what we haven't yet seen. Trump is the first president since the Watergate era to refuse to release his taxes of his own accord, which makes this release, who knows where it came from, both an interesting news development and potentially a historic one.
Yeah, historic for Macho Red Cow. Historic for you and your friends. What's historic is that NBC has no dignity left, and the peacock has lost its feathers. That's what's historic, is that a network like Comcast can have a person like you on putting out false news and keep you on the air. That's the news, by the way. Even CNBC, a sister network, turned on you for putting out false news. It's sickening. Nick on WABC, what do you think of this? What does this show you? Nick? What does he know?
Yes, how you doing, Mike? Okay. First time caller.
How am I doing? I'm fine. I had a great breakfast. I'm doing fine. I'm digesting it. I'm blowing my nose. What do you mean, how am I? What's on your mind?
I just think that this is the first in a wave of fantastic news for Trump, because they're building up and they're building up, and they're trying to make all these stories with Russia and the tax returns and everything, and now it's starting to blow up in their faces. And they just
how does this help Donald Trump, Macho Red Cow's misstep? How does this help Trump?
Because I think that his tax return looks great. He paid more than Obama did on his tax return.
Right. I understand that. So where are they going to go from here?
Because I think it's great for him, because everybody that's watching.
But don't you understand that Rad Cow is now thriving on the publicity? And they think that bad publicity is good? Don't you understand it's just good for their ratings and they don't care what they do to people's lives? Thank you for the call. Savage says Republican traitors are blocking Trump. Book warns of dangers to presidency. Now, that's the biggest story. But that's not getting the traction that Rad Cow is getting. I was on the Alex Jones show yesterday. Now, people put him down. They say, oh, he's crazy, tinfoil hat, they're going to take him away in an ambulance. Meanwhile, his ratings are just booming. Booming. He's bigger than the, some big guys in radio, truthfully. And a lot of people follow him. I consider him to be a really good guy. So the headline on his site was Republican traitors blocking Trump on InfoWars. Ryan and McCain trying to save Obamacare from Trump. A civil war has started between patriots and neocons and governments, says radio host Michael Savage. It's a civil war. Who's winning, though, is the question, Savage said on the Jones Show Tuesday. We elected the president. We allegedly own the Senate. We have the House, and we're getting nothing done. No tax cuts, not a brick laid for the wall. What's been done? The immediate threat to Trump's America First agenda is the neocon wing of Republican Party, like Speaker Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, Savage noted. Savage said, because they're obstructionists. The left wing of the Republican Party is impeding Donald Trump at every turn. Left wing of the Republican Party is the Democrat Party, Socialist Party, USA, it's all one. They don't care about borders, language, or culture. All they care about is feathering their own nests and feathering the military-industrial complex with another endless war. The fake conservatives in the media should also realize that unlike Hillary Clinton, Trump actually supports the First and Second Amendment, Savage said. I can read more to you. You can link it up on InfoWars or right on the top of the Drudge Report. It's from there. And it's a great interview, incidentally. And thank you for driving Trump's war way, way up on the Amazon bestsellers list. It is in bookstores in America right now. It is, the launch date was yesterday. We got a little rough start owing to the blizzard that wasn't, but I guess it kept people away from bookstores. Blizzard. The blizzard was the blizzard, like Trump's tax returns were going to destroy his presidency. Same thing. Fake news, fake meteorology, fake science, fake medicine, ersatz food. There used to be a word for fake. It used to be called ersatz in my day. But now no one knows what ersatz means, so we call it fake. It was known as ersatz. When was the news ever real? I knew one guy in my circle of friends who became a journalist. I do. He was a nice enough guy. I'm not putting him down. But he told me point blank that his first jobs as a so-called journalist was writing obituaries that he made up. And he made up every story he ever wrote. He said he had to meet a deadline. He'd make stories up. And that's what they published. They made stories up. Only in San Francisco do you see old liberals sitting around in cafes reading a newspaper like the Chronicle. They have their finger going down the page. You ever see those guys and the old women? The myopic people. They run their finger down the line like your grandmother used to read the Bible, chapter and verse. They run their finger down. If you haven't noticed Trump's election amendment. They read a chapter and verse like it's the gospel. It's all made up. And their whole opinion on life is based on fake news. Ersatz news. That's what it is. Oh, here we got a dog call. See, I knew you'd hear the thing about the poor gay guy whose partner hung himself in the closet and the dog got the thyroid condition. It's not a funny story. It's a story, and I hope he doesn't take offense. I told him I'd say it on the radio. I'm not going to give you his name. Really nice guy. How come he likes me? Oh, I guess all gay people are supposed to hate me. He said, no, me and my partner would sit. He said, my partner was a diehard liberal, but even he would laugh so hard sometimes. He said, it was uncontrollable. We would sit and laugh in our apartment. He said, we understand your sense of humor is so keen. It's the keenest in the business. I said, thank you. At least gay people have a sense of humor. Some of them have a sense of humor left. And what's the point of being gay if you're not gay? He would get that joke. He understands what I mean by that. I mean, what's the point of being gay if you can't laugh is the whole point. Well, what's the point of being gay if you can't be gay? It's like people who are gay or celibate. I don't understand that part of it. What's the point of throwing everything away, you know, estrangement from your family, and you're still not getting any sex? What's the point of that one? Come on, you know you're laughing if you understand all these jokes. It is quite funny. I've said these things before. 855. What's my phone number? I don't know. 855 for a savage. I'm a bit giddy because this is hell week for an author. Book comes out. You talk about it. You go on other shows. So you're doing 2-3 shows a day. Then tonight I'm rushing to a secret location for a little dinner for 8 people. Ends up behind in a private place. No one will be there. No thugs will be around. And I'm just going to be a quiet dinner with friends. That's all. That's what I want. Quiet. Quiet, quiet, quiet. So getting dog nows, dog calls. Here, Pat on KSFO, right in my hometown, San Francisco. Pat, tell me about the dog.
This is a bit of a grim story, but a guy that I worked for me for decades on end, had a black lab, and I'll call this guy Bob. He used to love barbecue. He would barbecue every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sometimes Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Well, the years went by. Bob developed stomach cancer, and damned if the dog didn't die of stomach cancer 6 months later.
But did he feed the dog pieces of the barbecue? I mean, let's...
Yeah, right off the barbecue.
Well, benzoapyrenes are well known to be in barbecued food. I never eat barbecued food, even delicious. The last I had barbecue was in Memphis, Tennessee, when my plane had to divert after the Super Bowl, and I went down to Beale Street and had barbecue. I indulged. It was delicious. But I know well enough as a trained biologist, you don't eat barbecued food unless you want stomach cancer.
So,
okay, what you say, okay, it's almost like an experiment. But, you know, this story that I told, Pat, is a little different. The man hung himself and laid in the closet for 3 days. The dog was in the house for 3 days. Then the dog develops a thyroid condition that the man had had when the dog had not had it before. That's not like eating barbecued food and getting the benzoapyrenes. You know, how do you explain that?
Yeah, I don't think there is an explanation.
It's kind of a psychic transference is what I'm getting at, Pat. You know, and this is a big thing. And this starts to border on the supernatural, which is a psychic transference. There are people who can pick up vibes and they can get happy. But let's put it this way. You go and watch a comedian put on a performance and you come away happier. Didn't he transfer his humor to you? He did it in a certain magical way, did transference. You go to a sad, sad play or a sad movie, and you start to cry, or you hear sad music. If I listen to certain classical pieces, I can't help it. I feel tears all over. I just can't control it. When I listen to the piece written by Mozart for his father, Mozart's Requiem, his father's funeral, I'm sorry, I can't speak. It's sad music. It's tragically grand music, but it's sad music, and it makes you sad inside, transference. So the human being is a tuning fork. I would say a dog is a tuning fork. Animals are all sentient creatures. They're all tuning forks. So how does he pick up a thyroid condition? I really don't know. I'm bewildered. But, hey, thanks for checking in. I'll send you a copy of Trump's War for being a good sport. I want to talk about the tuning fork thing for a minute, if I could. There was an article, actually, on Drudge, I have to say it again, yesterday or 2 days ago, about in Thailand, where the vicious, evil people in Thailand are putting orangutans in a boxing ring and teaching them to box each other. It's one of the cruelest things I've ever seen in my life, because orangutans are one of the gentlest of primates, amongst the most gentle of primates. They're arboreal creatures. They live in the canopy of the jungle. They want to be left alone. And these vicious throwbacks in Thailand go and snatch them from their mothers, torture them with cigarette burns. You can't even imagine what they do to make the animal get into the ring and fight with each other. So, you know, I was reading the story and it said that the animal is so sensitive that they cry when they're laughed at. They know when they're being mocked or laughed at in the ring. Listen to this. It brought me to feeling so sad to read that an animal cries, a primate knows when it's being mocked. Yeah, they do. My dog knows when I praise it. When he's sad and I say to him, Teddy, you're a movie star, when he was very sick and he had the cardiogram and I would stroke his hair, and I'd say, Teddy, you're a movie star. Come on, Teddy, you're a movie star. I said, Kate loves you. That's my publisher who published Teddy and Me. She would call him the movie star. I'd say, Kate says you're... He's looking at me right now. Vince, who took your picture, says you're a movie star. Well, he lit up. They're like children. I know, say, oh, you know, don't go on and on. Don't get soft, dummy, Savage. Hey, I'm sorry. That's the way it is. So you got to be very cognizant of the fact that animals do pick up vibrations, good, bad, and ugly, you know. Now, I don't know how this explains the transference of a thyroid condition. That I truly don't understand. It's kind of weird. Someone jokingly said maybe the dog ate a part of him. I said, stop it. There was no, you know, cannibalism kind of thing there. You don't get it, even if you eat. So we're not going to go there. Shared dog. Now we're going to get a lot of sad dead dog stories now. I got to be very careful. I don't know if I want to go down that road because I'll make everyone break into tears. We're getting into like people dying and their dogs died of the same thing. It's true, though. I tell you the truth. In my family, looking back, my dog Tippy, I wrote about it, died of a heart attack from the food that was on the kitchen table. Are you kidding me? The Queen's diet in those days killed half. It was designed to kill men. The entire diet that I grew up with was designed by women to knock the men off young, to get rid of them and get them out of the house. But figure it out. If the dog ate a lot of table scraps, the dogs didn't live more than 8 or 10. That's when they say like a dog year is 8 or 9 years. That's because they were like living in Queens, New York. Today it's much different. Like I used to buy these little doily pillows when I go to Florida. They had like stupid sayings. One would say, in dog years, I'm dead. I got a kick out of them. I thought they were corny. In dog years, I'm dead. So you figure if a dog lived to 8 or 10, he was the equivalent of like an 80-year-old person, right? Because 8 years to 1 or something like that. Not anymore. Now they're like living, I hear about 26-year-old dogs, crazy, limping around like with roller skates for feet. 18-year-old dogs, 16-year-old dogs, modern medicine, better diets, and they're not eating the Queen's diet I grew up on. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
We're always talking about medicine, you know. We all need medicine, that's the truth. And we'll get back to the story we're talking about. But I've told you, prescription medicine costs vary across the map. And insurance isn't always your best bet. With GoodRx, you can stop paying too much for your prescriptions. GoodRx is an easy way for Americans to save up to 80% on their prescriptions. In fact, most people save at least 49% off of the retail price. It doesn't matter if you're a liberal or a conservative. GoodRx is for you, and it's easy to use. They even used my name. Just text GoodRx 466379 and enter the code SAVAGE. Then you type in the name of your prescription and your zip code. Now look, while GoodRx is not insurance, GoodRx prices often beat insurance prices. Don't go to the pharmacy without checking drug prices at GoodRx first. GoodRx saves you money. It's totally free. No membership required. No need to supply personal info. And to see how you can start saving money on your prescriptions, and that's a big deal today, just text GoodRx 466379 and the code SAVAGE. That's GoodRx 466379. On your mobile phone, code SAVAGE. What have you got to lose? Nothing, just money to save. Check out GoodRx for your prescription now. It's so simple. Simply text GoodRx 466379. Enter the code SAVAGE. Please try it today. Don't wait. Go to GoodRx today. Victoria on WFTL in Florida. Great station, great city. What's on your mind down there, Victoria?
Thank you, Dr. Savage, for taking my phone call. I have to say, I think you're psychic, it's just, last week you spoke about grief, and I wanted to call because the vet from Jacksonville, her dog, had been diagnosed with cancer. I knew in my heart that something was not wrong or right with my German Shepherd. I rescued a very sick German Shepherd prior to that 18 months of being a full-time employee, working hard, traveling on business, and taking care of a sick mother who was diagnosed overnight with leukemia. When she passed November 1st, she listened to you every single day at 3 o'clock, and now I do, just to feel tethered to her in some sort of fashion. And she always listened to you, admired you, and respected you. And when she passed November 1st, she you know, was voting for Trump, wanted Trump. We were able to at hospice get her.
Victoria, I only have 30 seconds left. I'm sorry. Can you just summarize at this point? I don't mean to cut you off.
No problem. I understand. So the dog this week was diagnosed with a bone marrow cancer leukemia as well. We believe that.
Like your mother? The same as your mother?
A bone marrow gastric cancer, but essentially.
Oh, no, you're not suggesting the dog picked it up from your mom, are you?
Really rung a bell because the vet, who's a very good.
I know. Who knows? I'm saying, by the way, I study disease entities. I'm an epidemiologist by training. Ask any doctor who really knows medicine. A lot of it is unknown.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
All right, we have breaking news on The Savage Nation. MSNBC tonight will be presenting President Trump's dental records from 2006. We're going to find out just exactly how many fillings he really has and whether they're made with gold and whether the gold came from an American mine. That's going to be a breaking story from Mad Cow and her cohorts on the worst channel in the history of the world's media, More Snotty Nonsense by Chicks, run by, of course, the stupidest man in the business who runs NBC. But nevertheless, there we are. Now, I was promoting Trump's war yesterday on Alex Jones. It was a lot of fun. Today, I was on the Larry King show. You don't know Larry King still has a little show on Aura TV, which is broadcast on Russian television. I guess that makes Larry a Russian spy. He even asked me about that. You know, Larry's a diehard liberal. I said to him, Larry, you're my lovable liberal Larry. I love you, Larry. He's a really nice guy. He's a classic liberal on the order of the JFK liberals, as opposed to the violent fascistic progressives of today. And, I mean, we disagree, but at least we'll listen to each other. He was great today. And here we are on The Savage Nation. The book is doing great, Trump's War. It was on the Drudge Report from last night until just before the show. And a lot of people went on that site to click onto the book and obviously buy the book or go out and buy the book in the bookstores. And everyone's reporting that the book is being displayed in Barnes & Noble on its own rack near the front door, which is nice to hear. It's a very special upfront deal. So the phone number here is 855-407-282. I'm not going to read from my book. I should to get you to buy it, but that's the worst thing you can do on radio is read from your own book. I'd rather talk with you in the vernacular that you've come to know me for, and so I'd rather do something else. The tax return, I mean, what can you say about it? Did you ever expect NBC to report news accurately? The peacock lost its feathers a long time ago. Do I need to say more than Tom Brokaw used to be with NBC? Where is he today? He's teaching journalism in a junior high school somewhere in Texas, I hear. So where is NBC today? Nowhere. They've reduced themselves to having circus clowns on their network disguised as commentators. And what did they discover? What did they disclose? I mean, really big deal, you know. A breathless disclosure about Donald Trump's tax returns. She looks just like a character from the 50s, by the way, called Arnold Stang. Does anyone know who I'm talking about? Rachel Madcow. Why does she look like Arnold Stang? No one knows who he is. Those who, of you who do know who he is know that she's a dead ringer for him. Trump paid a higher tax rate at 25% than the company that broadcast this circus clown, MSNBC, did 24%. Obama paid 19%, and the communist Bernie Sanders paid 13%. Donald Trump paid $38 million on $150 million in income. If this was a legitimate network, which it never has been, she would not have a job today for having done a thing like this. Even her sister network, CNBC, turned on the circus freak. Okay, that's what you do when you're desperate for ratings. You come up with a story that isn't. 855-407-2822. There's a lot of other stuff in the news. I don't even know if you want to talk about it. Is Trump getting anything done? Small $200 drone shot down with $3 million Patriot missile. That's on the Drudge Report. Wait a minute. Talk about government expense. A $200 drone was shot down with a $3 million Patriot missile. Was this training? Let me see this story. Technology. A Patriot missile, usually priced at about $3 million, was used to shoot down a small quadcopter drone, according to a U.S. general. The strike was made by U.S. ally, said General David Perkins. That quadcopter that cost $200 from Amazon did not stand a chance against the Patriot. That's really great. Well, I guess that's the military-industrial complex at work. This is the Savage Nation at work. Phone number is 855-407-282. Would you like to talk about the book? If you would like to talk about Trump's war, if you got the book, you want me to... You know, let's do that. I'm going to do that for a moment. And that's something that I usually do when a book comes out, which is, would you call and read your favorite passage from Trump's war or ask me a question from the book that is not clearly enough described? I don't think there is anything not clearly enough described, by the way. Contractor allegedly bribed top Navy officials with wild sex parties. That just came out. That is nothing new under the sun. Isn't that the way business is done? Let's see that story. The Justice Department unsealed a new indictment Tuesday, charging a Navy admiral and eight others with corruption and other crimes in the Fat Leonard bribery case. Military personnel accused of taking bribes from Singapore-based defense contractor Leonard Glenn Francis of Glenn Defense Marine Asia. Lavish gifts, prostitutes, and luxury hotel stays, blah, 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 blah. Eh. Isn't that the way business has always been done? I mean, is there something new about that? While visiting Port Manila in February 07, Francis allegedly hosted a sex party for officers at the MacArthur Suite of the Shangri-La Hotel, aptly named, where historical memorabilia related to General Douglas MacArthur were used by the participants in sexual acts. That's sick. That is sickening. I don't even want to read the rest of the story. It's not even salaciously interesting. It's kind of disgusting. Why would you want to use objects in a sex act to begin with? That's number one. I mean, the human body's not good enough? God didn't give you enough parts of your own body? You needed to use a MacArthur object? I can make some jokes about MacArthur's memorabilia and sex objects, but it's a family show, so we'll skip that one. Let's see what's in the news over there, over there, over there, having a vote over there, a voot over there. They're having a voot over there, Geert Wilders' land, and I don't know if he's going to make it over there. I think the Dutch are so beaten up. You've heard of the Stockholm Syndrome. Well, after he loses, it'll be known as the Netherlands Syndrome, because they want more Muslims to destroy their country. Good for them. That's all. I don't know how these things happen, how people give away their whole life like this. Trump's 05 tax rate much higher than normal, even for the very, very, very wealthy. That's true. By the way, what do you think Warren Buffett pays? Trump paid 25%. Buffett boasted he pays 15%. So why doesn't the news media report that? Because it doesn't fit their lying, fake news agenda. $38 million, a lot of tax. Yes, it's true on regular tax he paid a certain amount, but he had to pay the alternative minimum tax, which he is trying to eliminate, which I hope he does, incidentally. That's right. I hope he does eliminate it. In Venezuela, a woman gave birth while waiting in a long supermarket ration line, Bernie Sanders and all you socialists. You get that? I guess you don't get that. South Asian men break woman's nose in anti-white race hate attack. Now, South Asian men is a convenient way of saying something else. That's how the liars in the media call Muslims in Britain. They call them South Asian men. They shouted racist comments and violently assaulted a 34-year-old white woman, a male companion, in an anti-white race hate attack in Coventry, England. When she tried to stand up to her abuser, she was struck so hard in the face that her nose and cheekbone were shattered. You see, that's what I mean by liberalism. These are the kind liberals. When they lose the argument, they go to violence. But that's the world that we live in. That's certainly and sadly the world that we live in. If you care to comment on any of these topics, you're sicker than I think you are. Two Russian spies were charged in a massive Yahoo email hacking. Now, I had a blini the other day, and I guess that proves that I was talking to Russian ambassadors through the blini. And I'll soon be investigated by the Department of Justice for colluding with the Russians. Watch out if you should have a knish, because although a knish is not really Russian in origin, it could be construed as so in the new Stalinism being conducted by the crazy people who think that everything Russian is bad. Why is it bad to talk to Russians? Can anyone explain that to me? When Obama first became president, we were getting along great with Russia. And I must remind you that Russia is our natural ally against radical Islam. In fact, as I reminded Larry King today on the radio, on the TV show that we did, and he is a liberal. I mean, you know, he sat there and listened. I said, Larry, come on, let's be real. Obama did nothing against ISIS. He made a fake war against them. I said, it's the Russian Air Force that has ISIS on the run. They are our natural ally against radical Islam, Larry. But you can't talk to people who make their minds up. They're sure that they know things because that's the doxy. It's like a religion. Liberalism is a religion. It's also a mental disorder. And by the way, you know that for a fact because you've tried to talk to them and they won't listen to you. Well, we do have callers. I don't know if I want to go to them, truthfully. I don't know what I want to talk about today. I know what you want to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it. Join Michael Savage on the front line of Trump's war, says Newsmax. How Trump will fight to protect our borders, language, and culture. Are you interested in that topic? Yes or no? No. So let's do this. When I come back, I'm going to give you some great sound bites and take some great calls. You can reach the godfather of Trump mania right here on the Savage Nation by dialing 855-400-7282. And we can talk about the wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, and religion, and what the new president is trying to do. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about many things in the news. The evidence that fake news exists was exhibited on a silver platter last night when the circus freak Rachel Radcow. Yeah, Rachel Radcow is better than Mad Cow because she is a rad cow. Yeah, let's call her Rachel Radcow. She's a radical cow. Does that offend you? It's too bad. So Radcow claims that this tax return story was going to be, you know, mind-bending, breaking news. And she reads it and he pays a higher tax rate than her own company did. Obama paid 19%. Sanders the commie paid 13%. And I don't know how they keep these people on the air. It's beyond belief when there's such a war against the entire Trump family. They are fake news, clearly fake news. So where do I turn for my news? This is an interesting question. If this show is based on commentary, which is based upon, let's say, the news to some extent, and then real-life events to another extent. Oh, I have a great story to tell you, what happened last night. No, not the restaurant story. I'm not talking about it. So many things happened in my life. I don't lead a very quiet life. I try to. But, I did the show. The book Trump's War was not on the Drudge Report. I was a little disappointed. I didn't say anything. I really go to the Drudge Report before any other site, to be frank with you. I've told you that before for my news. Everyone does. It is the number one site in the media. It's ranked number two in views in the media. Tops Google, Yahoo, New York Times, Wash Post, BuzzFeed, and HuffPost. But the point is, I go to the Drudge Report. He has the best connections there and the best headlines. So I thought maybe the book would be up, and it wasn't. I didn't complain. I didn't send any, you know, whiny little messages asking. I figured, you know what, it's his site. He'll do what he wants. So after the show, I needed to unwind a little bit yesterday. It's been very tense. This is like the hell week of radio when a book comes out. You know, shows before shows, after shows. I got in my old car, and I took Teddy because it was like unnaturally hot out here. It's like summer yesterday and the day before. So I go to a certain place near the Golden Gate Bridge, I won't say where, to take a long walk alone because I collect myself, my thoughts, dog likes it, I smell the ocean air down there. I'm standing there, sitting with the dog in the car after the walk. It's really beautiful. My mind's getting clear on many things. And I hear a dog yapping next to my car. Here's Teddy barking. And a dog is whining. And an owner comes up to my window on the right side. It's an Asian gentleman with a little dog that looked like Teddy, but a little more raggedy. And he smiles at me. I said, Teddy, calm down. The guy says, his name is Teddy, so you must be. I said, yes. So he says, I'm your only gay conservative listener in Sausalito. I said, no, you're not alone. They make you think you're alone. So he and I struck up the greatest conversation. It turns out, I don't know if I'm giving anything away. He's such a nice guy. He's a member of the local Outrigger Canoe Club, and they all had their boats there. They were going to go rowing under the bridge. He invited me to come rowing with them another time and this and that. So we start to talk, you know, through the car window. And he says to me that he lost his partner of 15 years recently, and he's, you know, this and that. I said, well, that must have been terrible. It must have been hard. So he says to me, it is, well, very hard, 15 years. He said, but there's more to the story than this. He said, I'm not giving anything away because no one knows his name. He said, my partner had a thyroid condition, and he was very depressed. Listen to what I'm saying, thyroid condition. He goes away to Las Vegas with his mother, this guy tells me, for 2 or 3 days, and leaves his dog with his partner. He comes back, his partner had hung himself, and the dog had been alone with his partner, dead, in a closet for 3 days. Are you listening to this horrible story? I mean, it's a horror story, but listen to this. This is an amazing story. So he said the dog showed signs of illness after the guy died, his partner, and he took him to the vet. They did an examination. He said, Michael, take a guess what illness my dog got all of a sudden. I said, I don't know. He said, a thyroid condition. I said, I've got to tell the story on the radio tomorrow. It's as though there was some transference from your partner to the dog during those 3 long days that your partner was hanging there in the closet. I mean, this is an odd story in many ways. I understand that I'm just kind of trying to figure this out. How does a dog's 14 years old or 12, how does a dog suddenly pick up a thyroid condition that he didn't have after a guy hangs himself in front of the dog and hangs there for 3 days? I'm sorry, this is an interesting story to me. It's more interesting than Trump's war, to be frank with you. And this is what I like to do, which is, you know, mix up the news, politics with Real Life 101. Because I don't know how many of you know this. I have a tremendous knack for picking up stories from people. I have since I've been a child. People trust me and they come up to me. And they tell me things that they normally wouldn't tell other people. It's not like a confessional, but I have a way of talking to people that is very real. What do you make of that story? Anyway, I don't know if you want to talk about that one, but it's anyone can figure that one out. How does a dog get a thing like that? So we got the mad cow story, or the cow, we're calling it a rad cow, not rad cow. Matchell rad cow. Rad cow fits her better. You heard it first on the Savage Nation. Matchell rad cow. I like that better. Names are important. You call a person a name, you never know what might happen. And you also don't know what might happen after you call that person a name. In the long run, there's boomerang effects that go on and on and on, and you never know how you're going to get stung with your own words. That's the truth. That's the truth with all of this stuff. But MSNBC and NBC now are absolutely exposed for the fake newsmakers that they've always been. Need we say more than whatever is them? I'm Tom Brokaw. My name is Machel Redcow.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you WABC? And I mean, admittedly, it shows the news for what it is, which is fake news. And what did you ever expect from Machel Redcow? Did you ever take Machel Redcow seriously? You know Machel Redcow thrives on false news and fake news. So she puts out a story earlier yesterday that a historic story coming on Donald Trump's tax returns. Listen to clip 5 as Machel Redcow built it up. Listen carefully.
These tax returns raise very interesting questions about how much the president's own proposed tax policies would improve his own personal bottom line. But they raise even more questions about what we haven't yet seen. Trump is the first president since the Watergate era to refuse to release his taxes of his own accord, which makes this release, who knows where it came from, both an interesting news development and potentially a historic one.
Yeah, historic for Machel Redcow. Historic for you and your friends. What's historic is that NBC has no dignity left, and the peacock has lost its feathers. That's what's historic, is that a network like Comcast can have a person like you on putting out false news and keep you on the air. That's the news, by the way. Even CNBC, a sister network, turned on you for putting out false news. It's sickening. Nick on WABC, what do you think of this? What does this show you? Nick, what does he know?
How you doing, Mike? First-time caller.
How am I doing? I'm fine. I had a great breakfast. I'm doing fine. I'm digesting it. I'm blowing my nose. What do you mean, how am I? What's on your mind?
I just think that this is the first in a wave of fantastic news for Trump, because they're building up and they're building up, and they're trying to make all these stories with Russia and the tax returns and everything, and now it's starting to blow up in their faces. And they're just
how does this help Donald Trump, Macho Red Cow's misstep? How does this help Trump?
Because I think that his tax return looks great. He paid more than Obama did on his tax
return. Right. I understand that. So where are they going to go from here?
Because I think it's great for him, because everybody that's watching.
But don't you understand that Rad Cow is now thriving on the publicity, and they think that bad publicity is good? Don't you understand it's just good for their ratings, and they don't care what they do to people's lives? Thank you for the call. Savage says Republican traitors are blocking Trump. Book warns of dangers to presidency. Now, that's the biggest story. But that's not getting the traction that Rad Cow is getting. I was on the Alex Jones show yesterday. Now, people put him down. They say, oh, he's crazy, tinfoil hat. They're going to take him away in an ambulance. Meanwhile, his ratings are just booming. Booming. He's bigger than some big guys in radio, truthfully. And a lot of people follow him. I consider him to be a really good guy. So the headline on his site was Republican traitors blocking Trump on InfoWars. Ryan and McCain trying to save Obamacare from Trump. A civil war has started between patriots and neocons and governments, says radio host Michael Savage. It's a civil war. Who's winning, though, is the question, Savage said on the Jones Show Tuesday. We elected the president. We allegedly own the Senate. We have the House, and we're getting nothing done. No tax cuts, not a brick laid for the wall. What's been done? The immediate threat to Trump's America First agenda is the neocon wing of Republican Party, like Speaker Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, Savage noted. Savage said, because they're obstructionists. The left wing of the Republican Party is impeding Donald Trump at every turn. Left wing of the Republican Party is the Democrat Party, the Socialist Party, USA. It's all one. They don't care about borders, language, or culture. All they care about is feathering their own nests and feathering the military-industrial complex with another endless war. The fake conservatives in the media should also realize that, unlike Hillary Clinton, Trump actually supports the First and Second Amendment, Savage said. I can read more to you. You can link it up on InfoWars or right on the top of the Drudge Report. It's from there. And it's a great interview, incidentally. And thank you for driving Trump's War way, way up on the Amazon bestsellers list. It is in bookstores in America right now. It is, the launch date was yesterday. We got a little rough start owing to the blizzard that wasn't, but I guess it kept people away from bookstores. Blizzard. The blizzard was the blizzard, like Trump's tax returns were going to destroy his presidency. Same thing. Fake news, fake meteorology, fake science, fake medicine, ersatz food. There used to be a word for fake. It used to be called ersatz in my day. But now no one knows what ersatz means, so we call it fake. It was known as ersatz. When was the news ever real? I knew one guy in my circle of friends who became a journalist. I do. He was a nice enough guy. I'm not putting him down, but he told me point blank that his first jobs as a so-called journalist was writing obituaries that he made up, and he made up every story he ever wrote. He said he had to meet a deadline, he'd make stories up. And that's what they published. They made stories up. Where? Only in San Francisco do you see old liberals sitting around in cafes reading a newspaper like the Chronicle. They have their finger going down the page. You ever see those guys and the old women? The myopic people, they run their finger down the line like your grandmother used to read the Bible, chapter and verse. They run their finger down. If you haven't noticed, Trump's election amendment. They read a chapter and verse like it's the gospel. It's all made up. And their whole opinion on life is based on fake news, ersatz news. That's what it is. Oh, here we got a dog call. I knew you'd hear the thing about the poor gay guy whose partner hung himself in the closet and the dog got the thyroid condition. It's not a funny story. It's a story, and I hope he doesn't take offense. I told him I'd say it on the radio. I'm not going to give you his name. Really nice guy. How come he likes me? Oh, I guess all gay people are supposed to hate me. He said, no, me and my partner would sit. He said my partner was a diehard liberal, but even he would laugh so hard sometimes. He said, it was uncontrollable. We would sit and laugh in our apartment. He said, we understand your sense of humor is so keen. It's the keenest in the business. I said, thank you. At least gay people have a sense of humor. Some of them have a sense of humor left. I mean, what's the point of being gay if you're not gay? He would get that joke. He understands what I mean by that. I mean, what's the point of being gay if you can't laugh is the whole point. Well, what's the point of being gay if you can't be gay? It's like people who are gay or celibate. I don't understand that part of it. What's the point of throwing everything away, you know, estrangement from your family, and you're still not getting any sex? What's the point of that one? Come on, you know you're laughing if you understand all these jokes. It is quite funny. I've said these things before. 855. What's my phone number? I don't know. 855-WARNER-SAVAGE. I'm a bit giddy because this is hell week for an author. Book comes out. You talk about it. You go on other shows. So you're doing 2-3 shows a day. Then tonight I'm rushing to a secret location for a little dinner for 8 people. Ends up behind in a private place. No one will be there. No thugs will be around. And I'm just going to be a quiet dinner with friends. That's all. That's what I want. Quiet. Quiet, quiet, quiet. So getting dog nows, dog calls. Here, Pat on KSFO, right in my hometown, San Francisco. Pat, tell me about the dog.
This is a bit of a grim story, but a guy that I worked for, he worked for me for decades on end, had a lab, a black lab, and I'll call this guy Bob. He used to love barbecue. He would barbecue every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sometimes Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Well, the years went by. Bob developed stomach cancer. And damned if the dog didn't die of stomach cancer 6 months later.
But did he feed the dog pieces of the barbecue? I mean, let's...
Yeah, right off the barbecue.
Well, benzoapyrenes are well known to be in barbecued food. I never eat barbecued food, even delicious. The last I had barbecue was in Memphis, Tennessee, when my plane had to divert after the Super Bowl. And I went down to Beale Street and had barbecue. I indulged. It was delicious. But I know well enough as a trained biologist, you don't eat barbecued food unless you want stomach cancer. Okay, what you say? Okay, it's almost like an experiment. But, you know, this story that I told, Pat, is a little different. The man hung himself and laid in the closet for 3 days. The dog was in the house for 3 days. Then the dog develops a thyroid condition that the man had had when the dog had not had it before. That's not like eating barbecued food and getting the benzoapyrenes. You know, how do you explain that?
Yeah, I don't think there is an explanation.
It's kind of a psychic transference is what I'm getting at, Pat. You know, and this is a big thing. And this starts to border on the supernatural, which is a psychic transference. There are people who can pick up vibes. And they can get happy. Let's put it this way. You go and watch a comedian put on a performance, and you come away happier. Didn't he transfer his humor to you? He did it in a certain magical way, did transference. You go to a sad, sad play or a sad movie, and you start to cry. Or you hear sad music. If I listen to certain classical pieces, I can't help it. I feel tears all over. I just can't control it. When I listen to the piece written by Mozart for his father, Mozart's Requiem, his father's funeral, I'm sorry, I can't speak. It's sad music. It's tragically grand music, but it's sad music, and it makes you sad inside, transference. So the human being is a tuning fork. I would say a dog is a tuning fork. Animals are all sentient creatures. They're all tuning forks. So how does he pick up a thyroid condition? I really don't know. I'm bewildered, but hey, thanks for... for checking in. I'll send you a copy of Trump's War for being a good sport. I want to talk about the tuning fork thing for a minute, if I could. There was an article actually on Drudge, I have to say it again, yesterday or 2 days ago, about in Thailand, where the vicious, evil people in Thailand are putting orangutans in a boxing ring and teaching them to box each other. It's one of the cruelest things I've ever seen in my life, because orangutans are one of the gentlest of primates, amongst the most gentle of primates. They're arboreal creatures. They live in the canopy of the jungle. They want to be left alone. And these vicious throwbacks in Thailand go and snatch them from their mothers, torture them with cigarette burns. You can't even imagine what they do to make the animal get into the ring and fight with each other. So, you know, I was reading the story, and it said that the animal is so sensitive that they cry when they're laughed at. They know when they're being mocked or laughed at in the ring. Listen to this. It brought me to feeling so sad to read that an animal cries, a primate knows when it's being mocked. Yeah, they do. My dog knows when I praise it. When he said, and I say to him, Teddy, you're a movie star, when he was very sick and he had the cardiogram, and I would stroke his hair, and I'd say, Teddy, you're a movie star. Come on, Teddy, you're a movie star. I said, Kate loves you. That's my publisher who published Teddy and Me. She would call him the movie star. I'd say, Kate says you're... He's looking at me right now. Vince, who took your picture, says you're a movie star. Well, he lit up. They're like children. I know. Say, oh, you know, don't go on and on. Don't get soft on me, Savage. Hey, I'm sorry. That's the way it is. So you got to be very cognizant of the fact that animals do pick up vibrations, good, bad, and ugly, you know. Now, I don't know how this explains the transference of a thyroid condition. That I truly don't understand. It's kind of weird. Someone jokingly said maybe the dog ate a part of him. I said, stop it. There was no, you know, cannibalism kind of thing there. You're going to, even if you eat this, we're not going to go there. Shared dog. Now we're going to get a lot of sad dead dog stories now. I got to be very careful. I don't know if I want to go down that road because I'll make everyone break into tears. We're not getting into like people dying and their dogs died of the same thing. It's true, though. I tell you the truth. In my family, looking back, my dog Tippy, I wrote about it, died of a heart attack from the food that was on the kitchen table. Are you kidding me? The Queen's diet in those days? Killed half. It was designed to kill men. The entire diet that I grew up with was designed by women to knock the men off young, to get rid of them, get them out of the house. But figure it out. If the dog ate a lot of table scraps, the dogs didn't live more than 8 or 10. That's when they say like a dog year is 8 or 9 years. That's because they were like living in Queens, New York. Today it's much different. Like, I used to buy these little doily pillows when I go to Florida. They had, like, stupid sayings. One would say, in dog years, I'm dead. I got a kick out of them. I thought they were corny. In dog years, I'm dead. So you'd figure if a dog lived to 8 or 10, he was the equivalent of, like, an 80-year-old person, right? Because 8 years to 1, or something like that. Not anymore. Now they're, like, living, I hear about 26-year-old dogs, crazy, limping around, like, with roller skates for feet. 18-year-old dogs, 16-year-old dogs, modern medicine, better diets, and they're not eating the Queen's diet I grew up on. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage, 77 WABC.
We're always talking about medicine, you know. We all need medicine. That's the truth. And we'll get back to the story we're talking about. But I've told you, prescription medicine costs vary across the map. And insurance isn't always your best bet. With GoodRx, you can stop paying too much for your prescriptions. GoodRx is an easy way for Americans to save up to 80% on their prescriptions. In fact, most people save at least 49% off of the retail price. It doesn't matter if you're a liberal or a conservative. GoodRx is for you, and it's easy to use. They even used my name. Just text GoodRx 466379 and enter the code SAVAGE. Then you type in the name of your prescription and your zip code. Now, look, while GoodRx is not insurance, GoodRx prices often beat insurance prices. Don't go to the pharmacy without checking drug prices at GoodRx first. GoodRx saves you money. It's totally free. No membership required. No need to supply personal info. And to see how you can start saving money on your prescriptions, and that's a big deal today, just text GoodRx 466379, enter code SAVAGE. That's GoodRx 466379 on your mobile phone, code SAVAGE. What have you got to lose? Nothing, just money to save. Check out GoodRx for your prescription now. It's so simple. Simply text GoodRx 466379, enter the code SAVAGE. Please try it today. Don't wait. Go to GoodRx today. Victoria on WFTL in Florida. Great station, great city. What's on your mind down there, Victoria?
Thank you, Dr. Savage, for taking my phone call. I have to say, I think you're psychic, it's just last week you spoke about grief, and I wanted to call because the vet from Jacksonville, her dog, had been diagnosed with cancer. I knew in my heart that something was not wrong or right with my German Shepherd. I rescued a very sick German Shepherd. Prior to that, 18 months of being a full-time employee, working hard, traveling on business, and taking care of a sick mother who was diagnosed overnight with leukemia. When she passed November 1st, she listened to you every single day at 3 o'clock, and now I do, just to feel tethered to her in some sort of fashion. And
She always listened to you, admired you, and respected you. And when she passed November 1st, she, you know, was voting for Trump, wanted Trump. We were able to, at hospice, get her.
Victoria, I only have 30 seconds left. I'm sorry. Can you just summarize at this point? I don't mean to cut you off.
No problem. I understand. So the dog this week was diagnosed with a bone marrow cancer leukemia as well. We believe that.
What, like your mother? The same as your mother?
A bone marrow gastric cancer, but essentially.
Oh, now you're not suggesting the dog picked it up from your mom, are you?
Really rung a bell because the vet, who's a very good.
I know. Who knows? I'm saying, by the way, I study disease entities. I'm an epidemiologist by training. Ask any doctor who really knows medicine. A lot of it is unknown.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Than my book, Trump's War, but I am remiss to speak about it for want of your displeasure. I do not want your displeasure, and people will really somehow get mad at you if you talk about your book. It's in every bookstore, especially Barnes & Noble up front in a little rack of its own. It is the plan to save America, and whether the president has read any of it or not, I don't know. I know I sent him a signed copy 3 weeks ago via someone who's close to him. And I'm sure that at some point he will look at this book. And at some point he'll understand that you have to sort of rely upon thinkers in order to create policy. I've thought very carefully for many years about borders, language, and culture. But as I outline in Trump's War, there are many, many battles to be fought. Obamacare? Yeah, that's the current battle. War for our borders? Yeah. Culture wars? No one talks about the culture wars. What is culture? Do we have any left after what Hollywood has done to this world, where academia is now poisoning our culture, pornography is poisoning our culture? Why is there no discussion of the culture wars? Trump's war to restore the military? He's on the road to saving the military by refunding it. People say, well, what's wrong with the military? Larry King said, isn't the military great? I was on a show today. He said, no, it's not great, Larry. I said, 50% of our airplanes cannot fly. Of our fighter jets on aircraft carriers because Obama destroyed the funding, the armament, maintenance is not there. No, we have to restore the military. But way beyond that, which Trump's going to do, I call for restoring the purged officers. No one's talked about that yet. Obama purged many officers above the captain level and replaced them with incompetence, with incompetent officers. Not battle-hardened, their political officers, the way the KGB used to put an officer in every division. I don't know if you know this, but during the Cold War, the Russians, I should say the Soviets, put a KGB political officer on every submarine and every naval ship. And that KGB officer's job was to make sure all of the crew members were politically in tune with the Communist Party. Anyone who stepped out of line was reported to Central Headquarters. Does it sound like a university today? Yeah. Does it sound like a government office today? You betcha. We've got to purge the military of these evil KGB officers that Obama put in there. Restoring the purged officers is in the book. That's just the beginning of it, but Trump's war against the rhinos, real science, First Amendment, Second Amendment, deep state, battle plan, all there. Carefully thought out. It will be my last political book. He said that before. I told you the deal was, the publisher said, we want to do your God book, but in order to do it, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. They said, can you rush out a Trump book? Sure, I got nothing to do 24 hours a day for the next 7 weeks. Well, here it is. It's a great plan. If Trump had asked me to do this, you know, if Donald Trump had said to me January 1st, hey, Savage, listen, can you write a plan for me to follow for the next 4 to 8 years? It couldn't be better than what I did here in all these chapters. It would have been exactly the brief I would have given him. 13, I say, here, Mr. President, here it is. I think maybe one day he and I will talk about it when things settle down a little bit. That's all. So it's an amazing book. It's well done. It's brilliant. And I think Donald Trump should consider my assertions. And that's about it. Let's see. There's great reviews on Amazon. People love the book. The haters haven't yet gotten up with their hate yet. I love the people who don't read the book and write the hate literature on Amazon. Well, the world's full of them. But they seem to love the other one, the liar on MSNBC, Macho Red Cow. I mean, Macho Red Cow they love. She wrote a book, How I Hate Trump and Hate America. It'd be a bestseller. Hating America by Macho Red Cow, as endorsed by Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather. All the fake news you could possibly regurgitate. Disease transference. I told a crazy story last hour. Unfortunately, it was true. And I have a great caller on it. Just let me summarize the story because not everyone listens all 3 hours. I finished the show, got in the car, went down near the Golden Gate Bridge. That's in San Francisco, if you don't know where that is. Took a walk with the dog, came back, sitting in the car, going on my iPhone. I hear a dog yipping next to the car, like whining a little. So I look over, the man picks his dog up. It was like a little ragamuffin, looked like Teddy. And Teddy came to the window and they started licking each other and kissing each other. I love dogs because, you know, dogs bring out the beauty and kindness in all of us. Only evil, mean, low-life scum kick dogs. Evil people hurt dogs. This guy loved his dog. I love my dog. So we started to talk. He said, oh, your dog's name is Teddy. You must be Michael. I said, yeah. He said, I may be your only gay conservative listener in Sausalito. I said, I don't think so. I said, not as alone as you may think you are. And he said, well, you know, we went on and on. And we got to, you know, talked up a storm. And his dog, I put Teddy down. My dog played with his dog. He and I talked. And as I said, he unfortunately told me a sad story. You know, people open up to me. If they're human beings, they open up to me. And he told me his partner 15 years recently died. And the dog's a little freaked out. I said, well, what happened? I shouldn't have pried, but I did. He said, I went with my mother to Las Vegas. I left my dog with my partner. My partner had been depressed and had a thyroid condition. And he said, we came back. He had hung himself. And the dog was there with him for 3 days, dead in the closet. Not the dog, the man. So he said, strangely enough, after my partner was cremated, he said, my dog developed a disease. I said, what disease? He said, a thyroid condition. So I raised the question of how could, I mean, I call it transference. We know there's transference in the human condition. We know that. There are Satanists who can transfer evil onto us. There are saints who can transfer good things onto us. We're like tuning forks, which is why religion is so important, to teach us right from wrong, to teach us about God, which is why a real education is so important, to teach us right from wrong, good from bad. Do you understand that? How important all of these things are with tuning forks. Our children have been said to be like little pitchers who can only receive. They're sponges. They don't know anything. We're not hippie liberals who think that our children are geniuses if only we'd leave them alone. And they can wind up smearing feces on the wall. We're going to call it great art, as they do in Marin County. Oh, honey, don't yell at Junior just because he's smearing feces on the wall. That's a Chagall. No, they don't know anything, children. They have to be taught. So anyway, we don't know. I mean, how did this dog get this disease, I ask? Well, Ed in Colorado on KVOR is calling the Savage Nation right now. Ed, what's your theory on the transference?
I'm not going to ever discount the theory that there is a transference in the spiritual level because you and I both know that people can share their hearts.
Hold on. Ed, go off the speakerphone. You're echoing. Just give it to us straight.
I'm sorry. What I was going to say is that lysosomes are released by the body. They're a magical little thing that only are released upon death. Whenever a human is declared dead in their home, the coroner is very quick to get there for that very reason. Living organisms, other people can take these lysosomes on, and those lysosomes can possibly fool your system, fool your body into believing that you are dying, probably from the very disease that the individual died from. Now
where did you read about lysosome transfer?
I learned it in a vet tech school. I'm a former vet tech.
All right, let me explain to the audience what a lysosome is.
Okay.
It's an organelle, a small organ in the cytoplasm of certain cells containing degradative enzymes enclosed in a membrane, basically. A membrane-bound organelle found in nearly all animal cells. But you're saying that when somebody dies, what happens?
That is when these organelles are operated. They stay dormant in all bodies. That's what causes the decomposition process to begin so fastly, is that. Are these organelles? Is there it's a miracle. But I wanted to say this about...
Well, the lysosomes, I know from my biology training, are the waste disposal system of the cell. And they act by digesting unwanted materials in the cytoplasm, both from outside the cell and obsolete components inside the cell. I know that. But how does that transfer? Because lysosomes are known to contain more than 60 different enzymes. I remember that as well. But how does that transfer to another organism, to a dog, for example?
That would be a great mystery on that part.
You're just surmising. We don't know if they really transfer, right? All right, I tell you what, I'm going to transfer a copy of Trump's War to you. What do you think about Macho Radcow's fake tax return story? Does that get you sick?
It makes me laugh every time I think about her. But if I could get Teddy and me from you?
Oh, you'd rather have Teddy and me? Absolutely. The poor dog is getting over a trauma right now. He's doing very well. He had a little bit of a trauma, but he's doing fine. Yeah, we're going to stay on the line. We'll send you Teddy and Me. Great book. Love it. Greatest pictures of Teddy ever taken of a dog in history. People love it. They just love this book. Even liberals love that book because they're human beings and they see I would almost say the humanity in the dog from the pictures Vince Romini took. You can't say the humanity in the dog. You can see the soul of the dog if you want to put it that way. And they say, oh, dogs have no souls. They're just meat to me. Well, okay, I really don't live in northern China. I don't put them in cages and beat them to death and turn them into a soup. So, no, I'm a little different than that. I think animals do have kind of a soul-like quality to them. What do you want to talk about? Let's stop with the cancer and the leukemia and the transfer death. I'm getting all the depressive. I'm getting a little dark. Horrible calls now. Terrible. Just horrible now. My mother died of this and my dog died of that. Don't ask what you can get. Can we have some fun today? Something nice? It's already Wednesday of Hell Week. It's going to be over. I can't wait to play the tape for you of Larry King, and I had so much fun. I keep going on and on about him. I mean, he has an unknown show on Aura Television, on RT Television. So I joked, and he's a liberal. So during the interview today, I said, Larry, you're asking me about what if Russia hacked our election? You like that, Savage? I said, Larry, wait a minute. I ate a Blintz last week. Does that mean I'm a Russian spy? So he has a sense of humor. Okay, at least he can laugh. He had a good sense of you. He owns a bagel store in Beverly Hills. He invited me to have a bagel with him. That's great. I said, why don't you open a bagel store in Romania? He said, that's anti-Semitic. I said, cut it out. He and I really, we have quite a rapport. We never met. The guy's 83 years old and he's still out there like a trooper. He's an inspiration to me. So I said to him, listen, hey, Larry, in Trump's war, I call for a way to save, you know, Trump care. He said, what's that? I said, high-risk pools for high-risk individuals. He said, what do you mean by that? I said, Larry, come on, look at you. You're a guy 83 years old. You're fit. I can see you work out. I see you watch what you eat. Why should you pay the same premium as a junkie who abuses herself? Why should you pay this? He says, well, aren't they entitled to care? I said, no, I'm not so sure they are. I mean, I think they're entitled to a minimal amount of care, not a gold-plated kiss-my-behind care. Every minute, how are you today, Mary? Did you have your drug, Mary? You want to? It doesn't work. Mary doesn't work. All she does is score drugs. How are you? Gold-plated care. Who pays for this? What sane society on earth takes care of people who are trying to kill themselves? You know, you want me to talk about cops who have to deal with suicide types and what a cop has to risk his life to save them? You ever think what cops have to go through to save people who want to die jumping off a bridge? What, is a cop supposed to give his life for some lunatic? I'm not so sure. I'm a little on the Ayn Rand thing here. You know, they want to go, let them jump. That's all. Stop with the hand holding. And not everybody, you know, not everyone's entitled to gold plated health care. So he says to me, well, what about if someone's walking across the street and gets hit by a car? I said, anyone who's hit by a car goes into an emergency room. That's a given. I'm talking about high risk pools for high risk individuals and high risk professions. Pay higher premiums. No, he says, the government should pay for everybody's free health care. I said, Larry, stop already. Who's going to pay for that? They have the answers. See, they have the statements, but no answers. They don't follow through on the thinking. And the beautiful part is a lot of these people are really well-intentioned, nice people. They mean well. But, you know, the road to you nowhere is paved with good intentions. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Savage, 77 WABC.
Well, will it be a Dutch treat? That's the question. Or we don't know. The Dutch are deciding whether to live or die. Either they vote for Geert Wilders, who has long seen the threat to the great nation that he was born in and lives in by the invasion of Muslims, or they will vote to commit suicide, and they will no longer be a people 20 years from now. Same thing here. No different here. Live or die. It's that simple. Trump's war, what do you think it's about? Now, the Republican traitors are the bigger problem. This is interesting. We know that the progs are blocking him at every turn. Schumer, of course, is an obstructionist. You'd expect that from a guy like him. That's all the Democrats do is block, 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 hate, 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 no, no, no. That you'd expect. The party of no. But when your own party blocks the president, that tells you more then you really want to know about the situation. But that's exactly what the situation entails. And I describe the rhinos and the battle for America and such and who they are. You know who they are. You think you know they are, who they are. Yeah, say Ryan, Paul Ryan. You say Gobbler, whatever his name is, Mitch McConnell, the Gobbler from Kentucky with the gullet. But there are many others. What can we do about it is the question. There are lots of things we can do about it. McConnell wouldn't be in power were it not for us. Paul Ryan would be running a night basketball school somewhere were it not for us. There's a lot we can do. We're still a great nation. So the interviewer today says to me, isn't America great now? I says, the greatest country on earth. He says, well, aren't there other countries that are great? I said, no, not as great as this country. He said, what are you saying, America right or wrong? And no, I didn't say America right or wrong. I said something else. I said, but why are you always saying America wrong and wrong? That's all that the progressives say, America wrong and wrong. Macho Radcow, America wrong and wrong and everything. America no good. CNN, America no good. America wrong and wrong. It's not America right or wrong. But they say it's America wrong and wrong, always wrong. And I'm sick of it. I want America back. I want America first. And Donald Trump does too. And that's why we're all fighting the same Trump's war together. Do you get it? If not, get the book. Maybe you'll get it. What's at stake?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
UABC.
In this case, the MSNBC story with Macho Radcow is an example of how distorted and warped these people are in the media. And there's no consequences to their lies when they get caught lying. When they get caught violating a person's rights, they keep going. So they don't care about democracy. They manufacture crises such as Russia hacked the election. We're supposed to believe Trump is president only because Russian intelligence hacked the DNC email server and basically confirmed what we already knew about Hillary Clinton, that she is an unprincipled, opportunistic liar who cares little for the people who vote for her or what they wanted to do in office. And by the way, when the Russians hacked the DNC server, what else did they find? They found out that the Hillary people were trying to smear Bernie Sanders based on his Jewish heritage. Did you know that? Notice how they swept that under the rug? We ought to thank the Russians for exposing the Democrats for being the racist liars that they are. Well, all of this Ministry of Truth material is right out of page 201 of Trump's war. It was prescient. I saw it all. I write about it. It's there. In other words, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. And we have to push back very hard at any sign Congress is trying to pressure the Trump administration to enforce the unconstitutional provisions of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which I describe in great detail. KSFO, Daniel on line one, what's your topic?
Radioactive iodine, Michael.
Go ahead. I understand you're a PhD in pathology. We love your expertise. What is it?
Well, when I heard that both this gentleman, this poor guy and his dog, had this problem with their thyroid, my first thought went to radioactive iodine. It's a common therapy for hyperthyroidism. It causes hypothyroidism because it destroys the cells of the thyroid.
Okay, but how would the dog have gotten that?
Well, you know, when you're sitting at the table and you're eating your fish, maybe from the tainted waters off Fukushima that made its way across the ocean, or maybe the radiation came here and a fish was swimming around in the tainted waters that we know have become radioactive because we've tested for it off the coast of California and, I believe, Washington State. If the fish is tainted with radioactive iodine, you eat it and your dog's looking at you with those big eyes. How are you going to, what are you going to say? No, of course not. You're going to give your dog some of the food.
So you're saying this poor man who hung himself may have had the thyroid condition from radioactive foods, which he was also feeding his dog, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's interesting. Luckily, my dog hates sushi.
Well, that means he's probably safe.
The dog is smarter than most people who live in Marin County. He won't touch the stuff. See, he really doesn't like pinworms. I guess they like pinworm sushi here in Marin County. They can't get enough of it.
Exactly.
But do you eat seafood at all?
Very little. I eat canned fish.
So what, are you a vegan, or have you gone back to your father's meat and potato diet?
No, I'm more vegan than, I can't say I'm a full vegan. Every so often I go out and have meat, but I eat very little. In fact, I eat so little meat that I have to supplement with iron every so often because I
have my iron. You know, I find that I need more meat than ever, and it's the there's a number of enzymes and amino acids in meat that are unmatched, by the way, even in supplements. And
I agree.
Unfortunately, we have, you know, I know people who don't eat meat, but very seldomly. And then when they do, they have so much energy. They feel so much stronger.
Sure. I mean, they did this with kids. They had, you know, the vegans who fed their kids vegan diets, and the kids died. Some of them got sick. A lot of them suffered anemia. There were a lot of vitamin deficiencies. Meat is...
Absolutely. You know, you see the poor kids today. You see the mothers giving them these diets. There's no nutrients in them, very few nutrients. Especially the essential amino acids. They're deficient in these diets. And I worry the children's mental development is stunted because their brains are not being fed. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. I'll give an example from my children when they were growing up. My children ate a well-rounded American diet. A lot of chicken, a lot of fish, some meat. You know, the regular stuff. Very carefully. I was very into organic food even 40 years ago. I wrote books on nutrition, so I was very careful with what I fed them. But I was not a vegetarian. I knew children needed to eat, you know, a lot of animal protein. Well, if we'd have kids over from other families whose mothers were vegetarians at that time, the minute the mother would turn her back, those other kids would try to grab the chicken off my kids' plates. They were just like, they were starving children. And when they'd see the chicken, their eyes would light up and their mouths would water. They'd try to rob the chicken leg. They were dying for it. I mean, we observed it with our own eyes. Children are carnivores by nature.
And they know what they need. And they go
they
after
know what they. Well, they don't always know what they need. I mean, the fact of the matter is that children can be conditioned to like certain foods that are bad for them. They will eat sugar endlessly if you let them. You know, or they'll take on high doses of sodium if you let them, if you feed them sodium-rich diets. And we avoided that like the plague. It's one of the great plagues in America, sodium-rich diets. Back in the 70s, by the way, there was a whole big thing about African-Americans and hypertension. And I remember they weren't afraid to say it may have been related to the diets that were known as soul food diets at that time. People weren't afraid to say it. They weren't called racist if they were doctors looking at cause and effect. So they advised African-Americans with high blood pressure to avoid ethnic foods called soul foods because they were too rich in salt. No one screamed racist at the doctor, right? How times have changed, hey? Daniel?
Well, yeah. But there's also a problem with their physiology, too, because they grew up in areas where it was very hot. They would sweat out a lot of sodium. They had actually decreased in the level of atrial natriuretic peptide that is found pretty commonly in African Americans. And because of that, they tend to suffer hypertension because they retain too much sodium because they're in desert environments.
All right. Well, that's a little generalization here. Now, all African Americans don't live in desert environments. Come on now.
Well, that's true. I understand that.
You're saying it's like analyzing it from a long ethnological point of view. You could do the same with the Native American. Why do so many Native Americans get diabetes? That's a fascinating subject, which I bet you've studied. And I was fascinated to learn many, many years ago that the American Indian, who's also known as generally known as great long distance runners, were raised in environments where they had to metabolize sugar at a very slow rate for long-distance hunting missions, long-distance missions of war, and they metabolized, you know, blood sugar at a very slow rate in order to maintain these stores of blood glucose. Well, now, if you throw into that wonderful, evolved being high doses of sucrose, you screw up the entire system. And they wind up going on tilt, in essence, and getting diabetes. I'm sure you've read that story yourself.
They also said that it's likely that because of the environment, that basically they didn't have a lot of sugar in their diets, so they basically got used to that. They've evolved to have lower levels of sugar in their diets, and they basically can handle that. But once you introduce it, and before it wasn't there, and now it is, that creates a lot of problems.
Well, especially alcohol. This is what destroyed so many Native American people, because you talk about quick doses of sugar that destroy the metabolism, it doesn't get any worse than alcohol.
I mean,
and of course their bodies were not adapted for it because they made for burning slow sugars at a slow rate, not high doses of sucrose conversions or glucose conversions at a very high rate. It's like putting rocket fuel into an engine that's not made for it, in plain English. Hey, you're fascinating, Daniel. What do you do for a living? You're a pathologist or retired?
Well, I just finished, basically I was doing work in Newark, New Jersey, wonderful town, huh? And finished up a research associate job there, and now I'm writing books. My first book is going to come out soon. I'm finishing it up on aging.
Well, wait a minute, you can't be hired as a teacher because you're white? Is that the problem?
Well, you know, it's hard. I mean, you know what? I actually got a position as an associate or assistant professor on the tenure track, but you know what? There were so many people there. There was so much hostility that I left.
Oh, my God. Just based on your race, that you're a white male?
Yeah, in part, yeah. There were a lot of other things going on.
Well, Daniel, let me just give you some hope. The vermin on the left denied me access to academia, which is all I wanted. And as a result, I had to dig deeper into myself and do something deeper. And here I am 22 years later with a fabulous career as a writer and as a broadcaster. And so if you don't give up and you keep fighting, you're going to win eventually, Daniel. And I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War to keep up the battle politically as well as everything else. This is great. I love the diversions. WABC Stan, we have a health physicist on the line right now. Stan, what's your topic?
Yeah, I just wanted to, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Savage.
Thank you.
In response to the previous
Stan, go ahead, please. Your phone's breaking up. What is it you wanted to say on radioactive iodine?
Not possible from Fukushima, in a nutshell. I got a bad connection. I apologize.
No, now I hear you. Why is it not possible from Fukushima radiation in seafood?
Well, by the time it reaches our shores, it's well diluted. The radioactive iodine of concern 131 is not got a very short half-life. And concentrations required to get sick or any kind of a pathology from radioactive material is just...
Okay. Well, I never worried about Fukushima radiation in foods, truthfully. I don't eat sushi for another reason. Raw fish contains pinworms. Very often, that little piece of tuna fish in sushi, the uncooked fish, is infested with pinworms, and I don't eat it for that reason.
Oh, man, that's it. I'm off sushi.
No, I'm telling you, raw fish, this whole thing with raw fish is insanity. If I get fish in a restaurant and they cook it now like the cooking school idiots, pink in the middle, I send it back and said, I didn't ask for sushi. Give me a piece of fish that's cooked. Well, that's the way he serves it. I said, who's paying for it, me or the cook? Tell the idiot to cook it so there's no pink in it. I don't eat fish with any pink left in it at all. It's just like I won't eat raw. Do you eat raw meat? When you go to a restaurant, what's that dish where you eat raw meat? They have a name for it. I don't know what it's called. Who would eat raw meat? Do you know how risky that is? There's a name for raw meat, Robert. Do you know what it's called? Yeah, the French eat it. That's what sort of the society got ruined. Anyway, thanks for the call. You're getting Trump's war in the mail. This is the Savage Nation. Phone number is 855-407-282. What is the name of that food where you eat like raw beef that people like to eat? They think it's got enzymes in it. All of the hipsters when they eat meat. Well, I eat meat raw. Do you have any idea they're killing themselves? You know, Claude Levi-Strauss was a great anthropologist, and he wrote a book called The Raw and the Cooked. For those of you who studied anthropology, well, years ago when I was an anthropologist, I had to read The Raw and the Cooked. I had to read Levi-Strauss's great book, The Savage Mind of All Things, called, it was in French called La Pensée Sauvage. I told you, steak tartare. But Levi-Strauss wrote in his book, The Raw and the Cooked, that man evolved as a civilized creature when he went from the raw food to the cooked food. The definition of civilization, or civilization, was defined by fire. And fire permitted man to evolve. And that's where cooked food came in. You say, wow, I didn't know that. So when you're eating raw food, you think you're doing yourself a favor. You're not. You're reverting back to some primal form of civilization that may not be better for your health. In fact, it may put you at risk in many ways. Just a little snippet, you know, along the way. Part of the vast knowledge of Michael Savage, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is...
Savage, 77 WABC.
Welcome back. Look, here's an ugly truth. How many times have you looked in the mirror and said, I wish this bag under my eye would just go away? You're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. You're not alone. Because what you do is you go and you get Genucel. It's the plant stem cell treatment I've been telling you about from Chamonix. And then, ladies and gentlemen, no bags, no puffiness. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote this. I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. And haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Not only Susan, folks. People in my family have been using it for years. And believe me, they're very happy with the results. The best part is the product works instantly. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours. You get your money back, period. I guarantee it. Call now and you'll save big on Genucel's risk-free, limited-time offer. Call 800-SKIN-891. That's 800-SKIN-891. Plus, right now during the Chamonix spring clearance event, Chamonix will give you an instant $50 coupon while supplies last. It's simple. Call 800-SKIN-891. 800-SKIN-891. It's not just for ladies. Men, too. Call 800-SKIN-891. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. What is in the news? Well, there's a lot of stuff in the news that you may not see or may not have heard about. Secretly, over the, I think just recently, tonight, today, they're sending another 1,000 troops to Syria. Remember last week I told you I have a friend who's a highly decorated Vietnam era combat veteran, Silver Star, great man. I go to him for all my military advice. Well, he said to me that sending 500 troops into Syria smelled like 1964 to him all over again. How we got sucked into Vietnam. He said the same thing is happening again. I said, oh, no, not again. Well, now we learn they've just escalated from 500 to 1,000 U.S. troops. My friends, this is how wars start. This is how quagmires begin. So you say, well, what's the solution to wiping out ISIS? I'm sorry to tell you there are solutions to that as well. But you don't want to hear it. It's liable to offend the rad cows of the world, who think that everyone will love us if we just got out of everywhere on the earth. And if we brought more of the murderers in, we'd even be happier. But no, that's not the way the world works. There are people who want to eat your lunch and eat your child's lunch and breakfast and dinner. No, it doesn't work that way. That's what borders are for. That's what a national identity is for. And unfortunately, war is ugly. War is hell. And that's what airplanes and bombers were invented for. That's what cruise missiles were invented for. They were invented so that your son, meaning not your son, you progressives, you don't have sons. See, they don't have any sons. They want other sons to die for their sins. And I don't. Not one American life should be lost in this coming war if they could be avoided. The answer is high-altitude bombing, cruise missiles, Tomahawk missiles from ships. We know where they live. We know their training centers. We know where they hide. That's the answer to it. If we had used the rules of engagement that Obama has been using, you'd be speaking German, or you'd be a lampshade. Obama had a chance to wipe out ISIS, but instead he gave them weapons through third-party sources. Obama created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world, only you don't know it because of the macho rad cows of the world who made him into a god. Trump is our only salvation. He's the president. He was elected. Let him do his job. Don't stab him in the back. Help fight Trump's war. This is Michael Savage. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.